The Pebble in the Road. Grandfather, said the young one, what is it that is most valuable in your medicine bag? The earth warrior smiled the smile of an elder and remembered the day he gave this little one's father, White Fox, his medicine bag. He supposed that his story had already been told to this young one. All the tokens are valuable, little one, or they would not be there, is it not true?
Yes, Grandfather.
But does not one have more secrets than the others? The boy asked with calm persistence. Well, there is one item that does have more secrets. So I shall show you. The Earth Warrior opened his medicine bag and began to remove small reminders of his youth. Near the bottom was a small pebble. He put it on one of the rocks that rimmed the fire beside which the two stay. The little one looked closely at it, but did not touch. The pebble was a fine pebble indeed. Its milky white surface had been smoothed by years of grandfather holding it and rubbing it. Still, there was a blotch on it, which looked a bit like dried blood. The boy pointed to the darkened area and, smiling quizzically at grandfather, asked, That is the story, is it not? Pleased with the curiosity and the quickness of his son's son, the earth warrior nodded. I suppose you want me to tell you all about it, don't you? He asked. The little one smiled and nodded vigorously. I want you to, but I also know you'd like to teach me to work things out for myself, for a lesson learned is seldom as well learned as a lesson discovered. So tell me a story so that I may find my own secret in your pebble. Once again, the earth warrior was impressed with this young one. He must remember to compliment White Fox and Silver Deer, his mother. Very well. Many summers ago, a young and strong warrior arose from childhood to become very influential in his tribe. There was little cause for this, for while young and strong, the warrior had not yet learned wisdom. As the years passed, his influence grew, but not his wisdom. You see, little one, just as a man exercises with his bow to become strong and accurate, one's spirit must be exercised in order to become wise. A man's spirit holds his character, his honor, and his reason closely together. When challenged, it is these which guide his muscles in battle. Without honor and reason, battle has no purpose. The earth warrior poured a cup of tea and continued, This warrior of whom I speak received many physical challenges, but was never faced with a spiritual one. As he grew in strength, he achieved a place in the tribe well above the place of his spirit. One day, as he reveled in a new appointment to the chief hunter of deer, he began to prance about in self-adulation. Singing and skipping, he danced along the road towards the woods where he would find meat for his people. His spirit guide, however, had other plans. As the warrior danced, his toe found a small pebble in the road of happiness. All his weight came down on this pebble, and it pierced his foot, causing him to lose his balance. The dancer thumped face down in the path, and he entered the spirit world, if only for a short time. His spirit guide came to him as a butterfly. Her wings took her on a dance in the air, much like the dance our warrior had been doing on the road. As he watched, the butterfly flew into the side of a tree, then a rock, and finally, attempting to land on the road, she flipped over at the last second and lay there on her back. She struggled against her big wings and finally righted herself, standing on a small pebble. The warrior looked at her in amazement. Spirit guide said, Get up, if you can. The warrior jumped to his feet and then fainted. Get up, she repeated. The warrior stood more slowly this time, but could not focus his eyes, so he sat again with a thump. What is it? He cried, for now he was beginning to become fearful. Who are you? She asked.
I am a great warrior and a great hunter. I am strong. I am quiet enough to creep up on a rabbit or a fawn. I am the leader of my hunting party, he replied.
No, she said, that is what you are. I asked who you are. Realizing he did not know the answer, light faded to black and he fell into darkness. A little while later, the warrior awoke. He was lying in the road, bruised, confused, and with a throbbing toe. Sitting up, he saw a small pebble by his foot and realized what had happened. Picking it up, he was about to fling it into a creek when a butterfly passed before him. Looking at the pebble and remembering his dance, He realized that powerful men are still at the mercy of such things as pebbles in their path. The warrior dusted himself off and went down the road much more quietly. The butterfly followed for a while, listening to the warrior ask, "Who am I?" And she knew he was now on the road to wisdom.